the electrical industry has been studying some ways to harden systems, but we're really not protected, and nobody's done an experiment. The last time this kind of EMP happened was in 1961, when the U.S. and the Russians tested the effect.
But why wouldn't this be at the very top of the priority list if the effects are that overwhelming and terrible?
Well, that's one reason I wrote my PJ Media article, is because everybody's worried about nuking San Francisco. Is North Korea doing that? This is far more terrible, maybe not quite as dramatic and a lot more science fiction-like. But part of it is the military has focused on this for a long time, but it was in the context of nuclear war, where losing the electrical grid and so on was kind of the least of our problems.
So why would it take a year if the grid were disabled to get it back online?
If it destroyed the custom many hundred ton EHV transformers on the system, we don't have nearly enough spares. They're custom made. It takes a long time to build them. It takes a long time to deliver them. There's also the control systems that would go out. Nuclear power plants could melt down because of damage to their control systems. It could take a very long time to restore even a semblance of what we're used to.